Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverine's Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book said, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says it, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. The way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
On the air the other night, but that was beyond our technical difficulties there. But anyhow, Russ Berger, how are you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm doing okay, Russell. Are you out there?
He's not on. Hopefully he goes. Hopefully he doesn't get drunk. So, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, you know, not too much. Same old, same old. Just dealing with the death of my little buddy and trying to cope with it as best I can.
Yeah.
And dealing with all of this mess going on around here, and you know, just. People just don't care. They're not doing anything about it. They're we've got this this big mouth bitch up in New York, you know, claiming, oh, I never campaigned against Trump. And then she's got a bullhorn to show videos of her having a bullhorn in her mouth more than Stormy Daniels had a dick in hers. So, so this is all. And then plus, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've heard about this, but this has just come out. I mean, 600 pounds of dynamite came up missing from a construction area, a mining construction area in Pennsylvania, and 400 guns, along with this dynamite, the blasting caps, too, I might add.
Yeah, I saw that.
William, please turn that fan off.
Go ahead.
I got to tell you that every show. But also, UPS has a reward out now for 400 firearms being stolen from them. And some 400 vests, bulletproof vests, supposedly going to the Ukraine got stolen. So and we still haven't come up with the 40,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate fertilizer that came up missing out of Wyoming. And we've apprehended, or said we've apprehended, over 140 potential people that's on terrorist watch list coming across our borders. We are having a massive introduction, way more massive introductions of fentanyl and trank coming across the border. So, but nobody's raising hell. Nobody's raising hell.
Well, not only that, Virgil, now D.C. is wanting to, so-called fraud, they're wanting to advocate for all the Gaza people to come into the United States, all these Palestinians. Where we're going to
put
them?
Well, of course. Of course. Rashida Taliban is all for that. I mean, she can't get her grandmother in here because she's on a terrorist watch list. The Israelis have her pegged. I mean, you know, all of this, ladies and gentlemen, you know, this time, whoever said the United States of America owes Israel an apology, they're right. They're right. They are exactly right. Because this could have been taken care of a very, very, very long time ago. And we should have taken care of it a very, very, very long time ago. When all of the stuff kicked off in Iran with the Ayatollah Khomeini and the invasion of the American embassy and holding hostages for 444 days, it should have been taken care of then. But we have yet to have a president with the backbone to deal with it. Even Ronald Reagan backed down to him. You know, Iran-Contra, remember that? Remember that fiasco?
Yep.
We left all those weapons in Afghanistan. And, oh, my God, how does Hamas get all this weaponry? Well, it's because the United States trades an international arms dealer, one of the, in fact, the biggest illegal arms dealer in the world that supplied weapons to regimes to carry out acts of genocide in Somalia, in the Congo, in Mozambique, in, all through Africa. So he still got his connections. So how do you think these people are getting these weapons? Money talks. Iran hands him the money. He gets the weapons. They go into Gaza. We've had 40 attacks. 40 attacks on American service people in Iraq, in Yemen, in Kuwait. And what does Bozo Joe do? He sends two F-14s, two outdated planes to destroy a base that's probably been abandoned for months.
Uh-huh.
And he's calling it retaliation. And all of this backed by Iranian money. You know, why doesn't he send every available aircraft off those aircraft carriers and bomb their oil refineries, bomb their ports, bomb everything that makes them money? Totally cut them off.
Look at it like this, little Virgil. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and it's like he was saying too, is that, you know, that's what Israel did, is doing right now to Hamas. We've seen more shit from Israel than we ever have from Ukraine. We haven't seen any kind of footage from Ukraine at all. But we're seeing a lot from, you know, from Israel.
When you got shit kicking off to the south of you and everybody's looking that away, it's real easy to pass a large sum of money over the table rather than under it.
Exactly.
So,
but we have Zelensky over here begging, practically begging for money. I don't know if you saw that video I sent. He's practically begging for money right now. So, he's desperate. So,
who is that?
Is that Zelensky, Ukraine?
Oh, well, of course he's going to beg for money. Of course he's going to beg. Of course. The more money we send him, the more money he's going to send back.
Well, this was his exact word. Give me money. At least give it to me in installments, and we'll pay it back to you.
Yeah, right. Checks in the mail. Okay, yeah. But, you know, all of this is... it's all behind stuffing the coffers, packing the war chest, everything. You know, these dumbass congressmen and senators, they want to scream about, oh, we're depleting our military resources. We're depleting our stockpiles. Well, you fucking idiots. What good does it do you to go to an appropriations committee and ask for more money for more weapons that you already have too many of anyway?
Exactly.
You have to create a need. And when you create a need, then you get the money. And then once you get the money, then the kickbacks start.
Yep.
You know?
Then you empty all the warehouses.
It's called the military-industrial complex.
Yep.
The military-industrial complex. That's who runs the show. That's who runs everything. those people in the Congress and the Senate, they're put there to make you believe that you have a voice, that you have freedom of choice. You have only two freedom of choices here in the United States, ladies and gentlemen. I've said this once, I've said it a thousand times. You have two choices, Burger King and 31 flavors. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Well, it's like you and I talked about, you know, this is fake. This whole, there is no government. It's all fake.
Well, just like this, you know, just like this trial that's going up in New York about Trump's business dealings and all of this and that and the other, they've known about this for years. Okay,
yep.
They're going back to 2011. Okay? The man didn't decide to run for president until 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He wasn't elected president. You know, and they're bringing up all, why didn't they bring this up before? Why?
Mm-hmm.
All of this Stormy Daniels and these supposedly shady business deals and everything else. No, it's when Trump put himself on the radar. It's when Trump put himself on the radar. And when he got into office, he did
he did
make his mistakes, but his accomplishments way outweighed his mistakes.
Yep.
And they couldn't stand
it. Well, I tell you why they're doing this, Virgil, and that's because they really have no kind of evidence. So, of course, they're going to go back 20 years.
You know, I mean, we've got...
Show me an honest businessman, and I'll show you an honest politician.
Well, it's not that, you know. I mean, it's... They've gone after this man, you know. And a lot of things he's done I didn't like. I think he's an arrogant, egotistical asshole. He runs his mouth when he should keep his mouth shut. But he was a good president. He was a very good president for the economy. He was, I mean, you know, hey, when he was president, I mean, $5 was gas money again, you know?
Yep.
And,
oh, heck, I was doing good under him, you know, then as soon as Biden got off, I lost my business.
There's certain issues you confront in public, and there's certain issues that you just do not confront at all because you can't do anything about them. Okay. Abortion, okay. The abortion thing, I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place on this because, yes, I do believe abortion is wrong, but the majority of people that do get or support abortions are these liberals that want to drag queen story hour out of schools, this transgender, having men compete in girls' athletics and all of this stuff here, and this is all socialism and liberalism under the disguise of equality, but there's no equality in this. And basically, I look at it from a military point of view. When they get an abortion, what we have is the socialist liberals of today murdering the socialist liberals of tomorrow.
Yep.
And between same-sex marriages and abortion and sexually transmitted bloodborne pathogens and diseases and things like this that are prevalent in that type of community. Well, let them go. In 20, 30 years, we'll be rid of all of them.
Yeah.
And
slowly,
you know, just let them self-genocide if they want to.
But they have to recruit more. You know, that's why they're going after our kids right now. They got to recruit more. Keep it going.
You
know, and everything. You know, and what's sad for a girl is that, you know, in my 61 years of walking this earth, I never thought I'd see it get to this point. You know?
No, I never thought I'd see it either. I never thought I'd see it either. I never, well, they always tried, but we always been able to back them off. But it's like nobody even cares. It's like everybody has just given up. They have given up completely.
It's like you said several months ago, or maybe actually you said this many times. They haven't started taking things away from them yet. Once they start taking things away from them, then maybe, but then it might be a little too late.
You know? And, you know, you want to, you know, we haven't heard anything about Maui. You know, we haven't heard anything. Ukraine is taking a back burner on this. They're coming down on Trump because he's going to try to get Zelensky and Putin together for a sit down and broker some kind of a deal to end all this bullshit. And they're going after him for that because, you know, there's no money to be made in peace.
And he said he's going to go after shutting down the border and just start deporting all these people out. But kind of too late for that. You know?
Yeah, it's kind of late for that. You know, that's like grabbing a mop and a bucket. You know, to shift it and had a torpedo put it inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to remove some of the water, but you ain't going to remove a significant amount.
Exactly. And, you know, we've got the sleeper cells already here in the United States already.
Well, and, you know, we've already established that. We've already established that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the sleeper cells are here. They're just waiting for the green light. You know, they're sitting. See, what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen, is, all right, we've got this mass exodus from Central America. That's where most of these people are coming from. Am I still on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This mass exodus, and they're mostly coming from Central America, South America, Africa, India,
Somalia.
You know, they're coming from these places here, and they're blending into the crowd. Excuse me. And all they're waiting for, and Biden is, you know, he's talking tough. You know, one minute they're talking to a warning.
Well, it's like, too, you know, and you said this just before when we got on the show, where do you think all that missing dynamite and guns are going to? You know, I lost Virgil. Hopefully he calls back to you. But, you know, a lot of this stuff ended up being stolen and missing and everything. Like the weapons and the dynamite and all the chemicals and everything, and we got all these coming into the country. Where do you think it's all going, right, Virgil?
Oh yeah, it's being stockpiled.
Mm-hmm.
It's being stockpiled, Joseph. It is being. Can
you speak a little bit louder? You said you sound far away, bro. But that's where all this is going. And I think he talked about this last year.
The hell.
weird. Are you there? Sorry about the echo there. There he is. Hopefully he calls back to you.
Yeah. I'm having some problems.
Ooh, that was an echo.
Huh?
Buzz my ears. So we had a big old echo there, too. That buzzed my ears. But that's where all these missing weapons and stolen chemicals and everything is being supplied to you are all these, you know, terrorists coming into the country. And you called us about a year ago.
They're just waiting. They're just waiting from the green light from the boss in Iran. They're getting all their troops situated here in the United mm-hmm. States. And once they do that, they're going to get the green light, and they're going to go tearing shit up and this, that, and the other to the point where
mm-hmm.
America is not going to be able to retaliate against anyone. And then, hey, they're going to light us up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we fail to... We got to talk and have committee meetings and town hall meetings and discuss this. And, you know, we've got to try to come up with a solution to an impossible problem created by a bunch of spooled out people. And we have not been able to do it in the past. And we're not going to be able to do it now or in the future.
Nope. The damage is already done, brother. I mean, it's done already.
Oh, we have... Well, it's just like, okay, in Oregon now, in the state of Oregon, the state board of education. Now, get this. You're not going to believe it, but look it up. The state board of education in Oregon has ruled that students do not have to master reading, writing, or arithmetic in order to gain
a
diploma.
Yeah, I saw that. Mm-hmm.
Now, Oregon is basically the California North.
Mm-hmm.
They're all liberals too. Most of them are. And this is going to filter. All it takes is one little place like Oregon, and this is going to filter
mm-hmm.
throughout the United States.
Well,
throughout the United States,
California. And then New Mexico follows right behind. Everything California does, the crazy governor we have, she does.
Because if you remember right, you remember, I forget her name, but she came all over social media and all over the news. They had this thing on that math is racist.
Yep.
Okay. Now, look at what's going on in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And look at what's going on around the country. You know,
mm-hmm.
we have, and not only in the country, but we have Rashida Taliban, iPhone Omar, and the Dingbat Twins. And, you know, hey, you know, it's all right to go across and shoot up and behead and burn, you know, little children and innocent unarmed people. Don't attack any military targets. Attack civilians. Okay.
But the American people can't do anything to you. We're going to forbid them from doing that.
Oh yeah, we're going to forbid, but we're going to go by with the United Nations. We're going to let them lead the role in this. They've done such a good
mm-hmm.
job already throughout the world. you know, those beggars, thieves, bums, and pedophiles. They've done a great job at setting the mark for the world. You know, they have done, and we're gonna float them all kind of money, and we're just gonna let them call the plays.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, there you are.
The United Nations. The place that has used up the United States as their personal bank account, their international police force, and they've treated us like their bitch. But we're still gonna play their game.
Right. And, well, Margaret, who do you think is responsible for bringing all these mass caravans in here to the country? I mean...
Well, it's no secret, Joseph. It's no secret. You know, I mean, the United Nations has been the fly in the ointment, the monkey with the wrench, ever since its conception. Ever since. We have not completely satisfied an objective since the conception and since the union between the United States and the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm gonna go to Korea. Okay, Korea. How did that turn out? United Nations totally involved in that. Okay, let's go up to Beirut, my old hometown.
Mm-hmm.
How did that turn out? Okay, now let's go forward.
Vietnam.
Let's go. Well, they really weren't involved in Vietnam as much as the Congress and the Senate was here in the United States. They had their little part in it, but mostly it was mostly, like I say, military industrial complex.
Right.
Major corporations made a fortune off of that war, just like Halliburton made money off of the second Gulf War. But the first Gulf War. Okay, United Nations mandate. Get the Iraqis out of Kuwait. Okay. General Schwarzkopf grabs the phone, calls Bush. Okay, we got him out of Kuwait. Do you want us to cross the border over into Iraq? We're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Bush put the stop on it, put the brakes on it. No, don't cross the border. Okay, so... Once again, the United States half-assed something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what is it? What, 20, 15, 20, 30 years later? We're right back in the same shit again. Not only in that, but in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We stopped military aid going to the Northern Alliance in Afghanistan when the Russians came in. Okay, we left thousands and thousands of uneducated children, which is a feeding frenzy for the terrorist organizations to brainwash incorrigible minds. Because we wouldn't help rebuild the schools. We wouldn't help do anything. Well, Taliban took over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we had the largest terrorist base camp for Al-Qaeda and ISIS, Hezbollah, and Hamas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So finally we go into Afghanistan. We stay there for a while. We do the best we can. Then we're going to pull out. Okay. But, hey, why pack all this luggage? We got a surplus of weapons here in the United States. Why bother bringing all this stuff back? We'll just leave it there. Okay? Basically, like, telling every pawn shop owner in the hood, you know, just take the locks off your doors and just when you get ready to close, just walk out.
Right.
You know, don't worry about anything.
Well, no. Too, Virgil, that during the Israeli war now, Marjorie, you know, she brought an investigation into the weapons from Hamas, and guess what? They're from Afghanistan.
Well, and I also find it very strange. I also find it very strange that Lake City ammunition, the number one supplier of ammunition to the United States military, all of a sudden got orders not to sell on the civilian market. Then, they're not sending this to Ukraine. Ukrainians are shooting AK-47, 7.62x39. They don't shoot 5.56x45. Then, all of a sudden, this war kicks off in Israel. Well, Israelis use the M4 and M16s. They shoot 5.56x45.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using up a hell of a lot of bullets.
Yep.
So, I mean, if you connect all of these things, folks, and you sit down and you search your soul, the soul of your common sense, let's put it that way, search the soul of your common sense and you will see that you're not going to see an election here in the United States next year.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Well, the fact a lot of us are discussing, Virgil, that, you know, I think you hit this on the head on last week's show, that yes, probably sometime around March or sometime in August.
It's going to be right on top of the election. You're looking at. Let's see. What's the time span? Look up the time span between when this started and when that started. So
exactly.
I'm averaging out about 4.5 months before the election.
Mm-hmm.
When everybody's geared up, lock, cock, ready to rock, they're ready to pull them levers, fill out them ballots and whatever, and all of this, that, and the other, and then all of a sudden, oh, wait, ooh.
No election.
We can't have that. We can't have people going to polling places and all that. That's a soft target. You know. So what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to go to the dollar store or Walmart and buy you a box of crayons and write the name of the candidate that you want for president on a brown paper bag and then just get it to some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll count the votes like that. You know,
mm-hmm.
Write B for Biden, mm-hmm. just put a big T for Trump. Big blue B for Biden on the paper shopping bag. Oh, wait a minute, hold up. That might kill too many trees. You know, make sure you use recycled paper bags. So, big blue B on a paper bag for Biden. Big red T on a paper bag for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, it's coming down to it. I mean, the American people, just
like when the COVID hoax went through, just like when the clot shot came out, just like all of this, 2,000 mules. Everybody saw it. Mm-hmm. Everybody saw what was going on, but still did nothing about it. Not a damn thing. Not
yep.
a damn thing.
A little too late
but
for that.
They TikToked and Twittered about it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they TikToked and Twittered their ass off, and Facebook, too. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But they didn't do
you know,
anything about
too,
it.
What fact, too, is that, you know, now with all these reports coming out about the vaccines and all that killing people and everything, and it's still killing people, you know, nobody's still doing anything. Fauci's not in jail. What happened to that? He hasn't been arrested yet.
Have you seen Fauci? Has anybody seen Fauci around?
Actually, no.
He just disappeared like a fart in the wind.
Yep.
You know.
Sadly,
but it's
that's
typical for Americans. That's typical for Americans, Joseph. We forget so easily. We overlook. We forget, and we just go for any little shiny thing, distraction, and we just say, "Ooh, I don't want that anymore. I want this." They're like a bunch of kids in the toy section of Walmart. And they can't make up their fucking mind what they want.
Exactly. Well, yeah, exactly. I see that, too, you know. And it's like, you know, I've said this 1,000 times, too, is that these people do not want to lose control, and they're doing everything they can right now to hang on.
It's not only that, Joseph. It's you've got so much, and Russell has said this. I wish he was on the show. You have so many people, not only young, impressionable minds, but so many adults that have been indoctrinated that freedom just isn't worth it. Because like Russell said on the last show we did, with freedom comes responsibility.
Yep.
And most people don't know how to handle responsibility. They really don't.
They think responsibility
falls on the guy across the street from them. Well, you're responsible for cutting my grass. You're responsible for making sure the water stays on. You're responsible for the electricity, you know. And they sit there, and it's like, you know, it's like the American people, if you took the American people and bunched them up and made one person out of them, okay, and you put them in the center of a big, big field, and you circle a whole bunch of other people around them, they sit there and they go in a circle and say, you're the problem for this, you're the problem for that, and you're responsible for this, and you're responsible for this problem, and you're responsible, and they keep going around in 360 in the same circle. But what they fail to realize is if you're in the center of that circle, doesn't that make you the center of the problem?
Right. Right. But they want to put their head in the sand and pretend it's not there, though.
No, it's not a matter of putting your head in the sand. That takes work. And these days here, people just get out of work. They just don't want to work. They don't, you know, that takes too much effort. They just simply stick their nose in their phone and go into that fantasy world of Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Whatever. God forbid we should have an opinion or have a thought or actually take action with something. You know, do something do something that is for the good of not only yourself, but the rest of America. let's just say fuck it and let them idiots in Washington make all the decisions. It don't matter what we got to say. And that's just the opinion now. That's mm-hmm. just the opinion. I guarantee you, dollars against pesos, you just barrel off and walk into any class. Go into a seventh grade classroom and ask them, without looking up in a book or anything, what is the Fourth Amendment to the Bill of Rights? And I guarantee you, they couldn't tell you to save their life.
That's because they're keeping them dumbed down.
I guarantee you, you go, and I don't mean to bring race into this, I'm just using this as an example. You go into a school, and you go into that 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, all the way up to high school, all right, all the way to 12th grade, and you pull one black student out of each one of those classes, and you ask them, what was the 13th Amendment about? And I guarantee you they couldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't tell you. Oh, shit, man, I don't know.
Well,
13th Amendment, is that a new Death Row jam or mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg or something?
In fact, statistics came out working with the education system, and they said that kids, you know, the kids, this generation, some can't read, some can't do curses, some can't even do math. What did I tell you?
Oh, well, cursive got marked as racist when
mm-hmm.
Trayvon Martin got killed.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, when Trayvon's girlfriend got up there and she couldn't read cursive, you know, and she got made to look like a fool. Well, of course Al Sharpton
mm-hmm.
got on TV and, you know, and cursive is racist. That's racist.
Well, I haven't seen him very much.
Well, there's no need for him. There's no need for him. Everything's going to plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Everything's going to plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, he has yet to come to Baton Rouge and question the Baton Rouge mayor about the Baton Rouge City Police bringing suspects to an abandoned warehouse and beating the shit out of them. They have yet to come down here and question Mayor Sharon Wesson Broome,
mm-hmm.
you know, about this. No, it's not going to happen. All the Toya mm-hmm. the Destroyer. Latoya the Destroyer, where $18 million
mm-hmm.
worth of infrastructure money went in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not gonna bring that up. People have just been so indoctrinated, so confused, so much, so lied to, so much, so scammed, bamboozled, hoodwinked, that they just don't know what to believe anymore, and they're just fed up and tired with trying.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're just too lazy.
Or they just wait for people like us to intervene, you know?
Well, I mean, people like us, you know, we got the right idea. But when we all get together, we can't get organized.
No.
We can't get organized because we have too much ego. If egos, you know, could explode, and you get 1,000 people like us together. If egos could, we'd have a weapon of mass destruction. We'd have a doomsday machine. because everybody thinks just because they played Call of Duty on PlayStation, they know tactics. They know how to command. They know this. They know that. You know, and I've been with several of these militia groups, and it's the same thing all over again. Yeah. It just goes to their heads, these militia leaders, and they just think they are the hottest thing since sliced bread. None of them have ever even been in the National Guard, but think they can command people in the field.
Or they think they're Rambo. You know, I've seen a lot of that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, they go buy a $2,500 weapon, you know, and they think they're combat ready.
Yeah.
I have seen it. I've experienced it, you know. Or buy a weapon that shoots the most oddball-ass ammunition because they read in Field and Stream where it was more accurate and this and that and the other, and oh, it's a unique weapon. They used it in this army uses it, or that army uses it. Yeah, but where are you going to get ammunition for it?
Yeah.
You're going to pack 10,000 rounds of ammunition?
Well, look what happened to Ina a couple of years ago when she did her bug out, you know, and everything. What happened? She had way too much and she can't carry it, you know. Stuff like that, bless her heart, but she, you know, she tried, she figured it out. But, but I haven't seen that so much over, that's why I haven't, you know, joined much as I hear. There, some of them are kind of psycho, you know, and everything after that, you know, and the only person I'm getting behind Virgil is me, you, Russell, and Carmelita, and Ann. You know?
Right, and you know, I'm gonna get off of here. My phone's not acting right, and
we got just a few minutes left, but you know, it's like I said, when you got both off, the only group I'm getting behind when shit comes down is you, Russell, and Carmelita. That, you know, my team.
Well,
I trust you,
gonna,
I know you.
You're going to be behind a long line of people because I'm going to be behind all them stupid motherfuckers. I'm going to let the son of a bitches waste their bullets killing them stupid son of a bitches.
Right.
Before they get to me.
But anyway, well, it's that time, brother, and everything, and if I'm fast, well, he must have passed out or going to grow up fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. But even I hope everything goes a little bit better for you, and I'm sorry to hear about Midnight and everything, you know,
yeah,
and stuff. But.
And just in case people don't know, I may not sound like myself tonight, but I had a little pug dog, and we've had him for about 18 years, which is a very,
mm-hmm.
very long time. And he and I, we were really attached to one another.
Yeah.
And the other day, we noticed that something was very wrong with him. He lost all movement in his right rear leg, and he was just the look in his eyes was not good at all. And Susan had picked him up and sat in a chair with him, was fixing to give him his phenobarbital, which he takes for seizures. And all of a sudden, he started having a really, really violent seizure right then and there. And
we can't hear him. That's pretty
good. He And I finally got the pill in his mouth. I got it under his tongue so it would dissolve. Well, mm-hmm. he stopped convulsing after a little while. But then all of a sudden, he just took a deep gasp for a breath, and he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've determined, we talked to several vets, and it appears he had a stroke. He had several strokes. The last one finally ended his life.
Mm-hmm.
But he was way more than just a pet. He was a companion.
Yep.
And he was a dependable companion.
They're like your children, you know.
Well, he was very, very helpful to me. You know, he was kind of like my antidepressant and my and anger management meds. And I'm taking it real hard right now.
I hear you. That's like my roommate Trish. You know, they have cats and dogs, and I'm a cat to them. And,
the thing is, you know, I've had pets before, and there's just something about a pug. They have the most interesting personalities. No two are the same.
Mm-hmm.
No two are the same. And you know they're just non-judgmental, and they just give unconditional love and comfort, and they're the only dogs I've ever met that actually have a sense of humor, and you know they don't ask for anything other than a warm place to lay down and a meal, that's it. And they give you everything in the world. They give you all
the And you know what, brother? Pet bulls are like that, too. I mean, people think pet bulls are vicious, and they're not. That's all on how you raise them there. I mean, we have a house bull here, and, you know, and to me, they're like little kids. Because Gizmo, I have you know Gizmo, he's built like a brick house now. I mean, he's big.
Wow.
But he's gentle and everything. And he'll smile at it. He has a sense of humor. He likes to smile at it. And
well, you know, after 18 years, after 18 years and you know, it doesn't seem like a house anymore without him. It doesn't, you know, I'm getting to the point, I don't even want to live in this house anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still hoping, you know, I just hope that, you know, this is all just a nightmare, and I'm going to wake up and he's going to be next to me in the bed. But I know that in reality, that's not true. But that's what I keep telling myself, you know, and I told my brother, you know, my buddy, that everybody, you know, that's coming with me, you know, I'm just trying to cope with it. And it's hard.
I mean,
it's hard.
It is. I know. I've lost a couple pets, like, you know, that raise
I don't consider him a pet. I never considered him a pet. He was...
Mm-hmm.
He was very special. If you'd have ever met him, you know, he just would brighten up your day. I don't care how bad of a day you had, midnight would brighten up your day.
Yep. Well, that's how Gizmo is, and I got another one named Heidi, and he's a little bit smaller pitbull, but him. You know, he loves men. I don't know why he loves certain men. And if he goes up to you and everything, you know, starts licking it, that means he likes it and everything. But with me, he's very protective.
you know.
He's like, he thinks you're going to
That mole is one thing, but, you know, when you drive, when you done drove 200,000 miles, you know, with midnight in the truck with you, you know, and I don't regret, I don't regret 1 mile of it.
All right. Well, anyway, brother, it's that time and everything. We'll be back one day and stuff, and you know, my condolences to you and everything and stuff. And if you need anything, just call me. You know, if you need to talk, just holler, you know, and stuff. And hopefully, we'll come back one day and everything. So, we'll see for Survivor's Week.
Well, on Monday, I'll be on my way to North Dakota.
Okay. We'll see you on Monday or Tuesday, and Virgil, you be careful out there, and we'll be all good.
I sure will.
All right.
I sure will.
Good night, everybody. See you soon.
Good night, Chesty.